sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
My mic is not working.
Hello, Maggie?
Yes.
This is Robert.
You can hear me now.
Yes, I can hear you very clearly now. I was wondering what was going on there.
Yeah, you and me both. But now I'm being told my mic doesn't work, so nobody's hearing us. Hang on.
Okay.
Now they can hear me. Now you can hear me. I guess. Hey, it's screwed up what we're doing through. This is the Sunday noon torture project I'm subjecting myself to, Robert. what it is I'm using Skype. I'm going through Skype to do this show, and I'm having problems whether or not people can hear me, because I had my friend text me whether or not he can hear me. Uh-huh. And, well, we're just going to go with, now it is, now you can. So I guess now they can hear me. So I don't know. Maybe I hit a button. It's very frustrating. It's not working out well here, this whole Skype thing for me on Sundays. I can tell you, Robert. So hang on here, because I want to make sure that people can hear us. Oh, somebody just now said that it's working. So I guess we're on the air. People can hear us. And so, hello, Robert Seaman from Govern Edmond Locally. Your website is Govern. Oh, see, he keeps texting me. It's just too much. My friend who's texting me to tell me he couldn't hear me now is texting me to tell me he can hear me. Give me your website, please, Robert. Okay, and I apologize for this chaos.
Oh, no problem. It's gel, G-E-L-O-K, .org. And you'll have to forgive us. It's a start. We're not super professional, and we don't have a lot of money to create big, wonderful websites, but you can get basic information about us there.
Okay. Well, tell me, Robert, what Govern Edmond Locally, what's the purpose of it? Why'd you put the website together? And what's going on with Govern Edmond Locally?
Well, it's kind of a long story. I'll try to give you as best I can, a condensed version of it. We, December the 6th, Edmond, Oklahoma, was holding a public forum called Sustainability in Edmond. For the last 3 or 4 years, I had been becoming more and more knowledgeable about sustainability and the fact that it's all related back to UN Agenda 21 and other UN programs. And so several of us here in Edmond decided that this was our opportunity to enter a battlefield that we had none of us been involved in, really, and that was to educate our city fathers and to resist any kind of input into our municipal government from any UN program or really any program that didn't originate here locally. So,
okay.
Anyway, it was in leading up to that meeting that we decided we needed to have a little organization. So we started this one called Govern Edmond Locally, which, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory. We want our government locally to be focused locally and not receiving any input or influence from outside of our community.
Okay. Let me just give a little identifying information here, Robert, because of the technical glitches beginning this show. I didn't even say everybody out there who's listening. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion radio show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you want to go there after this show with Robert Seaman from Govern Edmond Locally, the podcast will be up on my website sometime tonight, as well as a link to gelok.org, which is Robert's Seaman and his compatriot's website govern Edmund locally. So I wanted to put that out there since we had a little rough start here, Robert, because that's normally what I tell people when they tune in. They probably wonder, what the hell am I listening to? It just sounds like confusion.
Well,
anyway, we're dazed and confused today here. But
yeah, this information age can be confounding at times, can't it?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, honestly, it is for me, because like I'm at the etch-a-sketch phase of development in life. And I don't and I say that all the time because I'm always screwing this stuff up. I don't anticipate getting much past the etch-a-sketch phase of development. A pencil with an eraser works perfect for me. So when I've got to do these things, it's truly absolutely torture for me. And, you know, I can't, when something's screwed up, I can't figure out how I'm supposed to unscrew it up. So anyway, needless to say, you can hear me. I can hear you. And we're on the air. So let's talk about, you and I spoke last night for the first time, Robert, and we were talking about the different things going on with sustainable development. And you had, how I actually heard of you, my friend Justin Padgett down in San Marcos, Texas, actually, had sent me the three-click challenge that you guys put together. And explain what your three-click challenge is. And first explain what ICLEI is, if you would, Robert, because the three-click challenge, of course, pertains to ICLEI and the UN. But explain what ICLEI is, if you would, please.
ICLEI is I-C-L-E-I, and it's the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It is a group that was formed in 1990 by people out of the UN and affiliated with the UN, and their sole purpose for existence is to push what is called UN Agenda 21, 21 meaning the 21st century. That agenda, it's 1,000 pages, 40 chapters, was rolled out in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit. And our president, George H.W. Bush, took a special trip down there to sign the United States up to support UN Agenda 21. But ICLEI is the NGO, the non-governmental organization, whose entire purpose in existing is to push that UN Agenda 21 and to push it down to the local level. They've changed their name slightly. It's like Governments for Sustainability or Cities United for Sustainability or something like that. But the original name was the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And many, many, many cities, towns, counties in this country
are
now members.
Yes. Robert, let me interrupt you real quickly, because it sounds like we're going to go to the first break. So hold that thought. And then when we come back, we'll pick up where we left off. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
Hang on, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion, and we are going to break. So hopefully we'll get everything right when we get back.
Stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Are you receiving payments on a private loan? Would you rather have the cash now? If you're getting monthly payments on any type of real estate, promissory note, or private loan, American Finder can help. American Finder are specialists in getting people cash for real estate notes of any kind. It's quick, easy, and 100% secure. American Finder works with investors who are interested in purchasing the note from you or your client so you can have the money you need now. No more worrying about late payments or non-payments any longer. Just like banks buy mortgages, thousands of private investors across the country buy notes from individuals. They collect monthly payments while you get the cash you need. Buyers are standing by now, waiting to make estimates on your note. Appraisals are free, and you are under no obligation on any offer. Get the most from your note before the dollar drops any lower. Contact American Finder today at www.cash4cashflows.com. That's www.cash4cashflows.com.
Everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if I recall correctly, because I had Jimmy, who runs the station, load up these tunes that would go into break and out of break. And this one is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and I think it's called Helpless. If I recall correctly, it's been a long time since Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young were parading around the country. So that's how I feel right about now, a little helpless with all this technological stuff. But Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good. Anyway, when we went to break, you were talking about ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, which, of course, is a UN non-governmental organization. So you guys devised this three-click challenge. Tell me what that is.
Well, what happened was we kept, you know, once we started bringing this out in public and to our city officials and so forth, they were all, there's no link between ICLEI and the UN. Oh, we didn't know. And they had joined up in 2009 to be members of ICLEI. And so what we decided to do was, you know, it was very easy for us to find out and about the link between ICLEI and the UN. So one of our members came up with the idea of, let's do a three-click challenge, and then every time we stand up in a meeting, we'll say, why didn't you vet this? It only takes three clicks of a computer mouse to find these things out. And so basically what the three-click challenge is go to the ICLEI website, which is ICLEI.org. Then you choose the Programs tab, and when you get to that next page, you scroll down a little bit, you choose Agenda 21, and if you look in the upper left-hand corner of that page, it's got the UN symbol on it, and you're in the Agenda 21,000-page, 40-chapter document, and all you have to do is start reading to get really, really sick to your stomach real fast.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you guys put that together, and it's a great idea that you did, Robert, because I know a friend of mine and I who have been trying to wake people up around here outside of Philadelphia to United Nations Agenda 21. We had gone to the county commissioners meeting, and of course we brought it to their attention that they had signed on with ICLEI, and they denied they did, blah, blah, blah. And we said it was a UN agency, and we gave them all the information, and of course then they proceeded to laugh at us and say that no, they weren't in bed with the United Nations and so on and so forth. And so having this three-click challenge is very good for people, because when they go up against these politicians who lie and claim they don't know anything about it and know it's not true, you can give them this and say, okay, well, here, I can prove it to you right here. Here it is.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, if you've got an iPad or a laptop computer or whatever, you can lay it down and say, okay, here we go. Three clicks, I'm going to show you how it's related.
Yeah, yeah, because they deny it. And in fact, here where I am, one of the county commissioners is on the one of the directors of this nine-county regional planning organization or metropolitan planning organization called the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. So, I mean, you know, they know all about it. They just lie through their teeth because, of course, they're politicians. And then, you know, I know that a lot of the palms have been greased to make this happen. We both know that. You know, when you and I were talking last night, and actually I was talking to my buddy in San Marcos, Texas, Justin Paget, who's been fighting this, and I don't know whether or not you and he have ever spoken or met. You may have because you're close to Texas. But I was telling him about it's Home Depot. No, not Home Depot. Office Max or Office Depot. Who is it you mentioned to me last night?
Yes, it's Office Depot has recently announced a partnership with ICLEI USA. So they're not the first ones to the first corporate entities to establish these kind of links with this organization, and I will to be fair to a lot of city officials, they get sucked into all this under the guise of sustainability, and sustainability is a pretty little dress and earrings that are dressing up a monster, and to be fair to them, many of them have no idea that there's this link back to this UN monster called UN Agenda 21. And so, I mean, what we have found is probably one of 15 or 20 city officials that we have dealt with in Edmond, Oklahoma, had any clue. What they're interested in is, oh, we're a sustainable community. They have no idea what that means, but it sounds cool, and they're with the in crowd among, you know, the International Municipal Managers Associations and all that sort of business. You know, they're with it. They're doing what all the other municipalities around the world are doing, and purposefully, this monster has been dressed in a way that it's hard for city officials sometimes to see that link. That's where we come in. We come in and we point it out to them. We educate them. We show them. We show them all of the vetting that we have done. And once they start seeing it frequently, they go, oh, my God, I had no idea. So.
Yeah, well, a lot of the people listening to this show today, Robert, they are aware of sustainable development because this is what they've been hearing from my show since I've been on this station, which has been several months. And most of the guests I bring on have been people who've been exposing United Nations Agenda 21 sustainable development. And of course, the sustainable development, this ICLEI is just a framework that these cities and towns and counties will sign on to that gives them directions of how to implement what they call sustainable development. And I was actually talking to someone the other day who said sustainable development means unsustainable people. And it really does. We were trying to think of different catchy things to say that might catch people's, you know, attention. And you know, because when you hear the word sustainable, it sounds like it's something good. Well, we want things to be sustained, right? You know, and they don't realize that what it means for them is that their life will be altered 180 degrees. Their children and their grandchildren will not have the opportunities they had. In fact, living will be absolutely hell for 99% of the people, or 99 9/10% of the people in this world, and the other 1/10% of the global elitists will live like kings because they'll rule the world, and the rest of us will be their slaves.
Yeah, it's, you know, what they have in mind for all of us, I think, is a global feudal system, you know, that would set us back 1,000 years.
Yes.
Where you have an elite, and then you have the serfs. And what they have in mind for us is we're going to be the serfs. You know, there's an excellent book by F.A. Hayek called The Road to Serfdom. And it's all about this sort of thing, sort of a description of how it happens, how they push it. It's all incremental. It's going on almost so slowly that you can't see it. What the good thing that's happened, I think, since the present administration has been in power is that it has been turned up to warp speed, and so we all can see it now.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now. The things that have been being said by certain organizations for as long as 50 years, it is suddenly, it's everybody can see it because it's moving so fast. But our challenge is that apathy is our greatest enemy on our side. On the other side, exposure is their greatest enemy. So the question is, how many of us are going to get off our duffs, get out of the pews at church, and get into the fight and help to expose this monster? Fortunately, many are standing up. I'm in contact with people from all over the country now who are standing up and who are saying, now I see, I'm in the fight, I'm becoming educated, and it is so fundamental to become thoroughly educated on this in order to be able to hold a conversation and to make points with people and gradually bring them
around. Robert, hang on, hold that call, or hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, everybody. Hang on, we will be right back in a minute or two.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. A chemistry teacher from Maryland is the 2011 National Teacher of the Year. Michelle Shearer of Frederick, Maryland, was selected for the honor by the Washington-based Council of Chief State School Officers. The 14-year classroom veteran is being recognized for her passion, her embrace of technology, and her focus on teacher-student interaction. Residents of the Syrian city of Daraa remain defiant as the Syrian army shells the city at the heart of the country's six-week-old uprising. Daraa has been without water, fuel, or electricity since Monday, and the Syrian army continues to send in fresh troops. Muammar Gaddafi managed to escape a missile strike in Tripoli that killed one of his sons and three of his grandchildren. The NATO airstrike was acknowledged by NATO, which stated it had struck a command and control building in the area. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2002. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple, the week of Mother's Day. And this incredible special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2002.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Your host, Jimmy X.
Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 Eastern, here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you want to call into this radio show today, maybe I'll be able to figure out how to connect you into this conversation with my guest, Robert Seaman, from Govern Edmond locally. And that's Edmond, Oklahoma, where Robert is located. And his website is gelok.org. Definitely take a look at it. And Robert, when we went to break, of course, we're talking about how purely evil sustainable development is and how people are being duped. But you were talking about how more people are waking up. And I think you're right when you said it's because now it's at warp speed, so it's easily recognizable to people, whereas previously it was going at a slower pace, so it was really kind of imperceptible unless you were one of those people where it was whacking you in the head with the 2x4. And, of course, that hasn't been every single person. So, you know, you've got one person in Washington, one in Idaho, one in Texas. You know, it's not going to be recognizable. But now that they're really jamming it, people see it, and so that's to our advantage.
Yes. As you were speaking, I was thinking of Sam Adams' quote, "It doesn't take a majority to prevail, but an irate minority keen to set brush fires in the minds of the people." So the point is, right now, we're still in the world of ideas and thoughts. We do not want it to go to the next phase of a real war, a blood and guts war over all of this. We want it to stay in the field of thoughts and ideas. And the harder we work, I mean, we just absolutely have to put every ounce of energy that we can muster into it now to try to expose this and defeat it now. I can't emphasize that enough.
Well, I agree with you there. And see, my goal, same with your goal, Robert, and I think everybody else's goal who's in this fight, is to wake more people up, because we need more people to be aware of what's happening to them so that they get on our side. Because it truly is an us, meaning the people who are fighting against this evil, diabolical plan called sustainable development for a truly a one-world government and the New World Order that George Bush Sr. mentioned. You know, what? How long ago was he torturing us with his presidency? 20 years ago or so? And yeah. It truly is us versus them. So we need more people awake on our side.
Yes, absolutely we do. And actually, this is a bipartisan thing, and let me just tell you, you may be aware of this, but, 1992 was when George H.W. Bush signed us up to this, but in 1993, Bill Clinton built a governmental infrastructure in our government to push this, and it was through an executive order that created the President's Council on Sustainable Development. And what that did is it roped all of the executive branch agencies, you know, EPA, HHS, blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're endless, into being pushers of UN Agenda 21. So, in effect, what he did is he turned over the executive branch of government to the UN to push UN Agenda 21. And, in effect, they're running just absolute gobs of our tax money through the executive branch and all this stimulus money, and then pushing it out through the executive branch agencies with all these UN Agenda 21 strings attached out to our state and local governments to co-opt and buy influence at this level. This is how it's happening. This is how the emplacement of the international collectivist agenda is happening in our country.
Well, you know, I have a friend down in Florida who doesn't believe that it's happening in his county. And I've been trying to show him that, yes, it is. And he thinks, no, it's not in my county. It's in the county next to me. And I've tried to explain that this is everywhere. This is everywhere. It's because it's in our federal government. It's put down out through every federal department. It doesn't make any difference where you live. You are being impacted by it. Whether you recognize it or not, it is happening.
Yes. And, you know, we have this phenomena that goes on here in Oklahoma like everywhere else. You know, it's what the Romans called bread and circuses, that if you put a little bread in a person's belly and you show them a circus, it'll keep their mind off what's going on in the political arena. Well, you know, a lot of people, their whole life is structured around going to an OU game or going to a basketball game or watching TV and all that sort of thing. And it's unfortunately, it's perceived as a big intrusion on their life to start introducing them to the facts of their republic being systematically stolen out from under their feet.
Yeah, yeah, it really is true. It really is. And one of the things, and you mentioned Clinton, and I was talking about Bush, one of the things that I think is so hard for people to recognize is the fact that it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. They are both working hand in hand to push this agenda forward. And because we're still wrapped up in this whole Democrat versus GOP, or people are, I should say, are wrapped up in this Dem versus GOP paradigm, that they can't see the fact that it hasn't made a difference who's been in power. They've both been pushing this agenda because, you know, we think, oh, well, this next election, that's going to be the game changer, blah, blah, blah. And what's different? Nothing. Just the names have changed. The agenda hasn't.
That's a beautiful point, Maggie. The war, the true war, is not between Dems and Republicans. The true war is between progressivism, socialism, communism, and constitutional Americanism.
Right.
That's where the real war is. When people ask me what party I belong to, I tell them I'm a constitutionalist. That's the only thing important to me, is to do everything I can to force this out-of-control Jabba the Hutt government that we have back toward the Constitution. Now, the progressives have been eating the structure out of our system for 150 years, and it's been through this gradualism, this incrementalism, so that you don't see it happening. It's like termites in the frame of your house gradually eating away. And you're sitting in the house going, oh, everything's okay, until it all falls down around your ears.
Yeah, exactly.
Still, there's a little bit of structure left in the republic. That's what we're trying to save. Then what's going to happen is our vision in GEL is that we're going to remodel the mansion. Our founders gave us a mansion, a beautiful mansion on beautiful grounds. And then we went to sleep, and we didn't maintain it, and now it's full of weeds and briars and brambles and bushes growing all over it, and the foundation has gotten weak, and the frame has been eaten by termites, and now finally, we're waking up and going, what in the world's been going on here? And eventually, in my own heart, I believe that eventually we're going to turn this around, and we're going to remodel and restore the mansion that our founders gave us.
Well, wasn't it Ben Franklin who was asked, what kind of a government have you given us? Wasn't it he who said that?
Yes.
A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. And, you know, of course, obviously, we're the American people have fallen asleep. And, you know, the reason is because our educational system was usurped and has been taken over by these people who've been in control of what it is that is taught to people in this country. And so I was actually watching something on the news today, and as you were talking, Robert, I was trying to recall what they were talking about, and I don't even remember who it was specifically, but they were talking about how, you know, well, why have we come so far, and how come, oh, I know what it was. It was a guy who was a hockey player back in 1980, wasn't it, when they played Russia in the Olympics in 80?
I believe that's correct, yes.
Yeah, and it was one of the hockey players, and he had written a book, and it was they were showing a picture of him standing on the ice holding the American flag, and how proud he was, and how proud the people were at that time of the fact that we were Americans. And he wrote this book. I was thinking about it. Here we are 30 years later. And, you know, they were talking about, well, why is it people don't feel that same allegiance? And I wanted to get this guy. I'd like to get him on my radio show, this hockey player, gold medalist hockey player, and talk to him. The fact is because our educational system has created this apathy and indifference and this hatred for our country.
Yes, and at the end of the day, what
Robert, hang on a second, okay. Because we're going to go to another break. So hang on there, Robert. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be right back in about a minute or two. So hold on, everybody.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website, if you'd like to go there and get in contact with me, you can hit the contact button on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And a lot of great information on my website. This podcast will be up there, as well as the link to Robert Seaman from Govern Edmund Locally. That link will be up there as well, so that you will be able to go to their website, take the three-click challenge, and find out what Robert and I both know. So, Robert, before we went to break, we were talking about this hockey player and the patriotism and why they didn't understand why. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, lots of times when you talk to people about whether or not they think they're lucky to live here and they complain, well, we went to Vietnam and we did this and we did that. And I always say to them, listen, you and I didn't do it. Those people who are in control are the ones who made those decisions. The American people didn't make those decisions. We didn't have anything to do with it. We were just subject to whatever it is those power-hungry people did.
Yes. Something. One of the points that I was about to take off on before you broke there was in my presentations, I tell people that it is fundamentally important to become highly educated on two issues. One is progressivism. The progressive movement in this country, which started back probably during Reconstruction after the war between the states, and continues through to this day. We have had numerous progressive presidents, both Republican and Democrat. Progressivism is the cancer that's eating the heart of the republic out. It has been going on for 150 years or so. The second thing is to become extremely knowledgeable on the founders and the founding era and what our founders gave us. Because if you understand that the founders gave us the most beautiful mansion ever given to any peoples in the history of this world, and we went to sleep. It's ultimately our fault because we went to sleep. And I have known most of my life that something was wrong. I felt something was wrong, but I was raising children. I had a job. I had all these excuses why I couldn't take time to find out what it was that was wrong. I felt it. I knew it. And I would bet you that most of the people in your audience would say the same thing. That deep in their heart, intuitively, they knew that something was going off the rails. Well, it's incumbent on all of us as citizens in this republic to know, to keep ourselves educated, to dig, to vet, to stand up and speak, and to not be afraid to get up and enter this battlefield. We just must do it. So anyway, those two things are so important. In order to battle the monster, you have to understand the monster.
Yes, I agree. Well, you know, I was actually at this Meet the Local Candidates thing yesterday here where I live, and it was some of the town council candidates as well as the school board candidates. And one of the people in the audience was this bishop who had said that he had to spend $7,000 to send one of his six kids to, I don't know, like that Sylvan Learning Center, one of those type of places to send your kid for remedial, you know, instruction. He said, I had to spend $7,000 on my one child because my child wasn't getting what it is they're supposed to be getting. And, of course, the school district I'm in, and that's the same all across the country. You know, even it's funny. I watched this movie, Waiting for Superman, and even the kids who were the brightest in this country are on the bottom of the list scholastically worldwide, and yet they think they're on the top. That's how duped and lied to the people are in this country. But the educational system has so deliberately dumbed people down. And we spend so much time giving everybody an award because they got out of bed that day that the kids who are the brightest in this country, even though they're on the bottom internationally, still don't get it. And they still think they're on the top. And it's just amazing to me. But my point with this man having to spend $7,000 to get his kid the education he wasn't getting in the public school, where we spend about $19,000 per student here, you know, and that in and itself, what should it tell you? I mean, how many kids dropped out of high school 35 years ago, Robert? Maybe one or two, but the majority of them passed. And when they passed, they actually could do math at a 12th grade level and they could write a sentence. Now they can't make change.
Yes, the way I look at the government-controlled educational system in this country is the reason it exists is for the good and benefit of the NEA, of the teachers' unions.
Yep.
It is not to educate children. It is to benefit a union. And once you get your head wrapped around that, and then you say, okay, how do I handle that? How do I keep from abusing my children by sending them to this? You got to go to charter schools and homeschooling. You've got to introduce massive reform and change into the system.
But even your charter schools, Robert, even your charter schools are subject to the dictates of the federal Department of Education. They still have to comply. They may teach art, or they may teach music or some other thing that is not the majority of what's taught in your regular public school. But even these charter schools are subject to the dictates of the federal government. It's the curriculum that's the problem. And the curriculum is what is dumbing down the kids. That's the issue.
Ultimately, I think the ultimate issue is that the federal government is in control of it.
Yep.
Anything that gets put under the control of the federal government gets screwed up. The federal government could mess up a steel ball with a feather.
Yeah.
That is what the federal government is. It's a very expensive way to screw everything up. Now, and I think ultimately the answer is, you got to go to nullification. You've got to go to states' rights. The states have to stand up, which some are doing. We are doing it to some extent in Oklahoma right now. The states have to read the Constitution. The legislators have to read the Constitution, say, oh, there's a 10th Amendment here that says, this is my job. And by gosh, I'm not going to let the federal government do this anymore. We're going to take this back over in the states. Now, what the states have to do is probably pass legislation that would allow them to hold tax money, because the feds are going to say, well, we're not going to send you any of the money you're due if you don't do it our way. So the states need to have legislation that says, okay, we'll keep all the tax money here. We'll take out what we're due and we'll send you the rest.
Yeah, well.
But it requires courage.
Well, it requires people to be educated as to what's happening around them. So we need to wake the people up first before they're going to get the courage to become the legislatures and get things changed around. I think we need the numbers. We need a lot of numbers. We need a lot of people waking up to make that happen, Robert.
That's true. And another thing is that we do, over 19 years, we've built a conservative organization in Oklahoma. And if any candidate wants to run as a true conservative and get our endorsement, they have to come before us and be vetted. And guess what? One of the first questions they get is, hey, buddy, you're going to be under oath to the Constitution. Do you understand the Constitution, and do you intend with every fiber of your being to uphold the oath that you're going to take to the Constitution?
Yeah.
It's remarkable how many people who run as conservatives and Republicans who have no clue why they're conservative or Republican. They have no core, inner core of values. That's what we vet out. And that's what you have to, all over this country, we have to start asking hard questions of these people.
Yeah, I agree with you, Robert. Listen, we've only got a minute or two left, Robert. I want to give out your website again. GEL, G-E-L, as in a gel pen, GEL, OK, for Oklahoma.org. And it's Govern Edmond Locally. And I'd like the people to take that three-click challenge and start sending it around, because I think that's a great way to combat these politicians lying, or just useful idiot politicians who claim that, you know, what we're doing, what they're doing has nothing to do with the United Nations, even though we don't even need to really focus on the UN as much as we need to focus locally on how your property rights and your ability to do what you want to do on your property is being impacted. But final thought, Robert, and then I'm going to have to let you go because we're getting to the top of the hour here. One more comment you'd like to make quickly? Anything you'd like to suggest?
I would say I am starting to push with my representative. Number one, we have to defund the UN. I think all of this comes out of the UN. It's the beast on the East River. It has to be gone. I think we have to defund, in essence, the entire executive branch of government, because it belongs to the UN now.
Yeah,
as
you're
amazing
right.
As that sounds, And it would make our tax load a lot lower.
Robert, I am sorry. I gotta let you go here, kiddo. We're up against the hour here. Thanks so much, Robert Seaman from Govern Edmond locally for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Take care, Robert.
Thank you very much, Maggie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. You know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Hey, keep your chin up. Better days are coming. Hang in there, everybody. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com.
Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship.